All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to American Vindicta. Today we have on with us Mr. Chance Gibson of SimplyCleanFoods.net. Chance is a Navy veteran, and we are going to be talking a little bit about his company, why his company is different, if it may be even superior to others, and why you may want to consider starting to buy your preparedness food from SimplyCleanFoods.net. From there, we're going to have Chance tell us a little bit about himself. We're going to talk about how America will handle a upcoming famine. We're going to ask Chance what he thinks about America currently and the stabilization of our economy. We're going to talk about the border, since Chance and I are both Texans. And then we're going to talk about our favorite EMP question, and what are people going to do when the light goes out? What's the average American man and woman going to do with themselves? So without further ado, Chance, sir, thank you so much for coming on. We've been planning this for weeks, and I have gone to Peru. I've put on multiple training events, traveling all across the country. So we finally are in one place for one day. And we can get this done, man. So thank you so much for being on and wanting to be a part of this experience with us. So who are you? What are you doing? And tell us about Simply Clean Foods.
Sure. Well, first, Doug, I really truly want to say thank you for having me on. It's important, I believe, to surround ourselves with like-minded people. I just had one of those UFOs we were talking about earlier. Surround yourself with like-minded people. Again, like you say, we're brothers in arms. We're spiritual brothers. And I think the path that the Lord has us on is also something that we have in common. So, yeah, my name is Chance Gibson. I am first a father and a husband and a child of God. I served in the U.S. Navy, both in search and rescue, rescue swimmer, and part of a squadron based out of Whidbey Island, Washington. I'm glad, and I'll say this to any of the young men listening, I would encourage any young man, especially coming right out of high school, to at least serve a tour. What it teaches you is important. Teamwork, right? Number one. Mission-based teamwork, as a matter of fact, and a sense of honor and a sense of pride. And I think we could all use a little bit of that. So, Doug, if I can, I appreciate your kind words. I want to thank you, like I've already done earlier. I want to thank you for your honored service. I know this because I've watched some of your videos where you talk about some of the things that you had to do and some of the differences between where you did them and then back here in the U.S. as a cop and having, you know, to control. The controls were quite a bit different, and the laws are a lot different than you had back then. So thank you for your service, brother, as well. I don't think I mentioned this. I'm proud to say that my parents kept me as a young man off the streets in scouting. I became an Eagle Scout in 1978. One of the best decisions I think my parents ever made for me. I learned so many skill sets, so many trades. We were talking about, you know, the woods earlier. Learning how to survive in a situation where you might find yourself lost or in trouble, or maybe able to help someone else. That training is key. It's very, very important. My background in search and rescue and survival has brought me to where we're at today. And so one of my passions, Doug, is to teach people. What I like to talk about is tactical preparation, only meaning this, Doug. Preparing for your family has to be thought out in a tactical way, right? So understanding what your needs are, what you have, what you don't have, what you need to do to get there, both in water, potable and other water, food, alternative ways to cook that food, to heat that food, to stay warm when the power's out. That's what we teach. I enjoy that probably more than anything else. And I believe that honestly, it's just God's purpose, God's calling on my life. And I want to say now, this is why we do what we do every day. And I'll give you guys out a phone number and email later. We'll get into some of those specifics, but we do teach this. And it's our goal to help you prepare for what's coming. And Doug, I know you probably have some thoughts about what's coming and to so we can educate your audience, but I'm glad I can be part of that solution, sir.
Yeah, man. I mean, we're honored to have you part of the Wrecker Nation now. So, Chance is going to be the guy that we're going to be, moving people towards, for any type of survival preparedness for the food. I have other affiliates that have reached out to me, and I told you this offline. I've had people offer me $5,000, $10,000 contracts. Some that were $500 a show. That's a lot of money in, 1 month. And I mean, anywhere from talking about their websites to the stuff they sell to video game advertisements, and prayed about them, and the Holy Spirit never told me to pull the trigger on any of them. If anything, it repulsed me inside that I would be, to me in my mind, part of the problem of pushing video games for grown men when you probably should be, developing a skill, working out, working on your cardio, stretching, working your land, go throw a ball for your dog every now and then. It's good for you. Playing with your kids, reading a book with your wife. Those are things that you probably should be doing, and playing video games is probably not it. I mean, it's there for the distracted mind to pull you out of doing anything. It's not that I'm anti-video game, but in this day and age that we live in right now, in my spirit, I have the sense of urgency to get myself in better shape, to be more tactically sound, read up on laws because laws are always changing. Follow the politics because politics drive what you do as a man. And then from there, preparing my family spiritually, physically, educationally, preparing other men and their families, helping out couples, marriage counseling. One of the great things I get to do now with this kind of, online ministry is that I can minister to people who are hurting. And I've been able to do that to veterans, which to me is about enough payment as I can get to help other brothers out. But, whenever I can help couples grow closer together and, have closure on things and to, be more God-minded, that to me has more intent and the driving force of the kingdom of heaven than sitting on my ass and playing a video game. I say that with all intents purposes that everything from this distraction device, I call it a flashbang, right? This is a distraction device. Your Xbox, your PlayStation, your computer. I mean, has anyone ever sat down with these video games? I used to have them. Anyone ever sat down with these video games and played for 10 minutes and just got off? I'm like, oh, well. My brain doesn't want me to go back to it. I'm completely normal. It's an addiction, like your phone's an addiction, like the pornography on your phone is an addiction. And there's a spirit that drives itself through these devices. I'm completely convinced of that. Jamie Walden probably is the one who really convinced me of it when he told me about his little horror story that happened through his phone. Me and him both joked about getting pagers again and flip phones. There's so much better things to be doing. And not only that, but there are better companies to be looking into to buying your stuff instead of just going on Amazon and Walmart. And I understand convenience and low price. You know, we've been struggling with trying to get an apparel line. I have like at least 200 designs for shirts. That's, you know, the old tattoo artist in me. I draw and doodle stuff all the time. I have at least 200 designs for shirts. It cost me almost $90 to get each design digitally rendered. And then from there, you got to have t-shirts and all this other stuff. I mean, if you try to do all that in America, you'll go broke. I've already tried it.
Yeah.
I mean, just for 500 shirts, for 500 shirts, so small, medium, large, extra large, 2X, 3X for some of us bigger boys, it was going to cost me $9,000 for 500 shirts. And I was going to wait probably 6 months till I get it. I'm like, who has this money? Where does this money tree grow at? I mean, I got a peach tree, an apple tree. I got a dogwood out there, you know, some oranges and limes and lemons and, you know, olive trees, but I ain't found this money tree yet. So, but if you shop over at Alibaba in China, man, everything's pennies on the dollar. And so it's driving all of our money out of America and into the hands of the Chinese, which is not a good thing, even though cheap is better. And then, you know, you can take something that you paid $2 for and mark it up to $30. I get that. That's business, that's commerce. But like for me, I want to buy local, stay local. I'll pay the extra money when I see something that's like originally handmade, handcrafted. No, I'll pay the money for that. And what I like about your place is you source all this and you do everything in-house here in Texas, right?
That's correct. We are the manufacturer. So all of our foods are tested, Doug, for heavy metals. It is a problem, by the way, if anyone has a question about that. There are a lot of heavy metals that are coming from above, right, and getting into our ground and our groundwater, as a matter of fact. And so heavy metals are toxic to the human body, right? There are things that you can do to rid yourself of heavy metals, but it's expensive. It's not an easy process. It's better, we believe, to buy food the way God intended it to be, and that's free and clean and clear of pesticides, of GMOs, genetically modified organisms, of preservatives. The big food companies, Doug, they have gotten very tricky in their ingredients on a package, right? They'll use terms like natural flavoring added. Okay, so tell me, why do you need to add flavor to a food that is normally organically full of vitamins and minerals? Why do you need to do that, right? Why is it that when you go to your local market and you buy a tomato, you're going to make a nice salad for your family? Why does that tomato taste like red styrofoam? But you and I can remember when we were young, the tomatoes that we cut into, bro, they were beautiful, sweet, juicy, full of flavor.
Yep.
And I'll tell you why this is. Here's the big difference, guys. When you grow a tomato from an heirloom seed, which is a non-GMO seed, and you grow it in the soil, it takes quite a long time for that tomato to reach perfect ripeness, right? It's getting the flavor from the minerals and the vitamins in the soil, right? So now let's take a GMO tomato, very popular. They're everywhere in every store. Those are grown very quickly. They're sprayed with products by former Monsanto to avoid any type of insects, right? Destroying those crops. So if a food is grown in this fashion, from a genetically modified seed and designed to grow very quickly, you'll then realize what you're eating, that tomato that didn't have a lot of flavors, also missing the most important nutrients that your body is requiring, right? So is it not better then to get, your fruits and your vegetables from a source that you know is certified non-GMO or certified organic, has the and gives you the ability to build your immune system, give you the vitamins and nutrients that you need naturally, not, not without taking lots of supplements and pills and things like that. Food, that old expression, food is medicine. That's absolutely true. People who, anywhere in the world where you see people eat fruits and vegetables from their own gardens or from a community that grows, it has been growing organically for centuries, you'll find that there's less cases of the C word, like, cancer, diabetes, insulin resistance, things like that, right? Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV, but I've been doing this for a long time. And one thing I understand is what we do put into our bodies, we're going to get back out of our bodies. I mean, you're a trained combat soldier. What do you think happens when you put junk into your vessel, right? You put heavy, chemically laden compounds into your system. It slows you down, right? It doesn't give you the energy, the vitality, and the focus to do your job, right? Now you have men under you, right? You need to be able to do your job and to lead those men. The only way that you're going to do that, effectively is to feel good, to have the energy and vitality that it takes to do your job. That's the way I look at my life as well. The reason why I'm so passionate about what I do, and we eat, I mean, I just opened up this bag. This is, we have lots of herbs and spices, but this is called turmeric. Turmeric and black pepper together are called curcumin. What this does in the human body is amazing, right? We have to be careful what we say, but let's just say that people who have been taking this from countries like India their entire lives don't have a lot of the issues that we have. I guess you guys can figure that out from there. But we practice what we preach, and we try to help people understand, I guess. We are in, and you and I are going to talk about this. We're in a very strange economic environment right now. Inflation, brother, anyone who has gone shopping at the grocery store knows this all too well. Inflation's through the roof. You're paying 40 to 50% more than you paid just a couple of years ago at the grocery store, meaning instead of buying four bags of groceries for, $100, now you're getting two, right? Well, that's a problem. So where we come in, I think, and I hope, and I've heard this from some of our regular customers, our products, all of our fruits and vegetables, they're in the same type of pouch. At least 12 servings in every pouch. You can open them up, right? Take out what you want for one meal. Seal up the pouch. Everything is resealable and put it back in your pantry. Difference is, let's take our cauliflower and broccoli. Once you open, we have a 20-year shelf life on our fruits and vegetables. Once you open that, it's still good for 6 months. Now, Doug, when's the last time you bought cauliflower and it lasted 2 weeks in your refrigerator? Right? So that's a major advantage is buying freeze-dried vegetables and fruits because you won't lose money. You won't throw that food away. It'll be there for when you need it, right? I don't mean to go on and on and on. Did you have anything you wanted to answer?
No, I mean, I know when we had the issues that happened a few years ago, because Lord knows you can't say anything else about it anymore. Though I will let people know the last two strikes I've had on this channel have just fallen off. So we're back at the plate and we're going to swing for the fences again. We'll probably get a strike for this, whatever. But I know, guys, that the economy hit so bad, and I'm talking about other cops. The economy hit so bad that they went to Peak Refuel, they went to Mountain House, they went to all these other companies, and they started just buying pre-made meals, and that's what they brought to work. And eventually, that's what they ate for lunch, that's what they ate for breakfast, that's what they ate for dinner, that's what they snacked on. And I used to have a whole bunch of that stuff. And we probably had almost 4 months worth of Peak Refuel because it was pretty good, tasty stuff. The pre-made meals. My wife probably ate every single bit of that alone by herself whenever she was pregnant. And those extra calories that she had to have after having the baby, I'm like, man, we're burning through this stuff. So it made me think, like, our dogs, our livestock guard dogs need about, depending on your breed, the age of it, the size of it, our dogs are a little over 100 pounds and they're still pups. They need about 1900 calories a day. Okay. Most people think 1500 calories a day is good for them. But I'll tell you this much, that the human body needs about 4 to 5,000 calories a day. Once you put on all this equipment, you're up at all hours of the night, chopping wood, stacking hay, chasing after animals, chasing after kids, walking, building stuff, and even sleeping and resting. Your body's still burning calories. Once you go into that caloric deficit, everything that you're doing is going to become harder. You're going to fall asleep whenever you should be awake because, for one thing, if you're not eating enough and sleeping enough, your brain is going to be the first thing affected, and then your immune system, and then your musculoskeletal system, and everything's going to feel tight and achy, and God forbid you're dehydrated and then you get sick. So food is one of these preparedness items that is talked about all the time, but no one ever explains to you why it's needed. No one explains to you why it's needed. I'm telling you, a grown man needs to be eating probably 3 to 4,000 calories a day to sustain yourself, not to gain muscle. I mean, I hate to say back in my day, but back when I was younger and I was really into bodybuilding, and I started getting really competitive into powerlifting leagues, and then I touched down briefly in strongman competitions, I was close to 9 to 10,000 calories a day. I mean, I hated eating. I hated it. I do not recommend that lifestyle for people unless you're gifted by God to be that. But
Right.
if you scale that down, I say if you prepared for 4,500 calories a day of stored food per man, and then you could probably drop that down to 3,500 calories a day for a woman. Men take quite a bit more calories than women do. And then scale it back down for your children. How many calories do your kids need every day? Maybe 1,500 to 2,000 calories a day for a child. When you think about that, that's hard to prep for. That's hard to plan for. And so, when you have these companies that sell, here's a bucket of food, it's 1 month worth of food, and you look at it and you're like, well, okay, it's empty calories. There's no protein. There's no protein in it. If there is, it's nothing. And then half of it is chocolate pudding and Tang powder. Who drinks Tang? And who's going to worry about chocolate pudding? It's filler. It's a waste of money. I mean, that's why I eventually turned to just going back to canned food at Dollar General. I know what it is. It's probably not the greatest thing for me, but it's cheap and I can eat it easily, heat it up over a fire, and I'm done with it. And, you know, Americans right now, we're coming into this, I guess we can move on to the stage. We're coming into this soon to be destabilized economy. How are you going to pay for food? You know, take my situation. Two parents, five children, and we're on a farm. The farm is to feed us. All right. But if you, forever, whatever reason, weather depicting, whatever the situation is, if you can't grow that food, you have to eat the food that you've got stored up. And that goes by quick, really quick. So rice, sugar, flour, these things that are food extenders and that make the food more homely to eat, they become very reliant on the average day American, you know, prepper. That should be just the average American. You know, from the 1900s to about the 1940s, everybody was a prepper. Everybody was. So the only reason why we got into this mindset of now it's a prepper is because Obama and all of his ilk will say, oh, you know, you people who cling to your guns and your Bible and you stick to the farms, you don't want to come and incorporate yourself in our, you know, our concrete jungles. We're the problem. Don't forget, he gave DHS the ability to come and take your food eventually. Right. You know, that's a presidential executive order. He gave himself the ability to tell his federal law enforcement, his government to do that. And Trump, even when he was president, never threw that out. He never threw it out. You guys need to think about why these presidents don't throw out the presidential executive orders that are to take your stuff away from you. So let's talk about food. If the economy goes bad, what are people going to do during that famine?
You broke up a little bit. Did you say coffee?
No, I said when the economy goes bad, is destabilized, mm-hmm. and creates a nationwide famine.
Okay.
What do we do about that? Because it's going to look like riots at first. And then when there's no more right. food to steal, what do we do?
Right. So this is the conundrum, right? So many people will wait until the very last minute when, HE Double Toothpicks is knocking at their door to do anything about it, right? To prepare their family. What you need to do, even if you live in, some condo in the middle of the concrete jungle, you can do what you can now, making just small moves. Every payday, bring something in, get it under the bed, get it into your pantry, get it into storage, something, okay? We recommend that you have a minimum. This might sound like a lot, Doug, but you've been there. A minimum of 6 months of water on hand for your family. I know it sounds like a lot, but look at your water bill. Look at your water bill. So I recommend that you have per adult at least a year's worth of food, right? At least. Why? Even if there's an incident and we are under attack, which we could be soon, it's not just you and your family that you're thinking about. You need to think about others. Maybe you can help someone in the community, someone that can't prepare for themselves, someone that's on a fixed income, maybe the elderly. Maybe you can bring in a widow and a child. That's biblically based, right? Bring in a widow and child into your home and help them prepare physically. Give them a warm meal and give them this spiritual nourishment to actually make it through that event, right? So you're not just preparing for yourself. You're hopefully you'll be able to help some other people that are desperately in need. Also think about a grid down situation. If you don't have electricity in New England, Rhode Island, New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, this time of year, you can absolutely freeze to death overnight. Right? Make sure that you have the ability not only to heat your water, but to heat your home. And if you don't have the ability through a wood stove or something like that to do that, I recommend something very simple. And that's to order what we would sometimes call a bibby, but it's a mummy bag that's rated for the lowest temperature in your area. And you can purchase a negative 20 degree sleeping bag. And all that means is that 20 or 30 degrees, you're sweating inside this thing, right? You can purchase they will absolutely save your life if you don't have a wood stove, and a lot of condos and apartments don't. So you have to kind of think outside the box. There's a lot of people that live in these same condos and apartments that don't have the ability to heat outside or to grill outside. They don't have a backyard, a back deck, or 5 acres, right? They're stuck in this apartment with no electricity. You're going to have to get creative. You can buy these little portable stoves. They're operated on butane canisters, right? That you can heat your water or you can heat your food. One more thing. You said this earlier, Doug, and I want to come back around to this. This is important. Don't forget about your animals. Please. Look, a dog, I mean, we've got a rescue here. My baby, this big old pit bull over here, his name is Coco. He's not here just because he's my pet, because I love him so much. He's here because he is part of my security force, right? This dog will let me know if someone's around the house way before I'll even know, right? And you look at this dog, you're going to think twice about coming in. You're going to think twice real hard about coming in that door. He will take you out. And, that's why we have these animals. So don't forget about your animals. Make sure that you have enough food on hand to take care of them as well. A lot of people don't think about that in a survival situation. I've seen, Doug, you talk about preparing in a situation like this. You know that you can grow your own herbs in a window, right? So fresh herbs like basil, oregano, thyme, all these you can grow right. Rosemary, you can go right in your window, which makes that food taste even better. So even if you're in an apartment, there's things you can do. Power. So out here, we have the space and the ability. It's one of my hobbies. Solar is one of my hobbies. I've got solar panels and inverters and backup generators and things like that. But not everybody can do that, right? And it's not affordable for a lot of people. But maybe what you can do is get one of these solar generators where you just stick the solar panel out a window and it charges up a lithium battery, which will operate a small freezer or a refrigerator to keep your food safe, right? Look, we're in, again, a very strange environment. The U.S. hasn't had to deal since Katrina, right? But that was a localized thing, and Harvey down here in Texas. We haven't had to deal with a lot of big events like this. I get a feeling, Doug, and it's not like I have a crystal ball, but read the writing. I got a feeling we're going to be dealing with a lot here pretty soon. We're this close, don't you agree, to an all-out global conflict? This close, right? We're over, supporting Ukraine over here, and we're over supporting Israel over here. And I'm not here to offer a political solution. What I'm saying is, when we start, putting our business into other people's business, and we start sending missiles and bombs and bullets and this type of thing, there's some consequences, right? And we might have these consequences. On top of it, we're going to talk about this, the border. We're both here in Texas. We've got fighting age men coming over the border. It has come out of now several reports, Border Patrol, that has their, you know more about this than I do, but they have a terrorist watch list. We've got some of these terrorists coming over the border. Now, ask yourself, like you said, with the IEDs, why do we have terrorists coming into the country? What purpose do they have? Back to you, sir.
Well, so talking with my old counterparts that are still working the border, what's frustrating is to try to defend agencies and people that you don't know, that people just make presumptions about. But I know a lot of these guys throughout federal law enforcement and various agencies that are, if you met them, you'd think you were talking to me. We're all very like-minded. They're just guys, you know, that's their career path. And because there's not, you know, a Bill Gates, you know, to hire veterans coming straight out of the military, in, you know, in every town, guys got to go to work and they go to what's easy, carrying a gun. And so working on the border, talking with Border Patrol officers and other agencies rotating on the border, there's at least 300 documented terrorists that are on the terrorism watch list, probably also wanted by Interpol, that have crossed our borders. Border Patrol grabs them, contacts their higher ups, identifies them. From there, that identity gets pushed onto an NCIC check or a another type of criminal watch list group check, and the FBI rogers up and says, "Yep, we know who they are. We're monitoring them." And then the conversation dwindles all the way back down to the Border Patrol agent on the line and say, "Okay, well, what do you want me to do with them? You want me to bag and tag them, bring them to you? Nope, let them go." So to me, that's negligence and your and the dereliction of your duties. Not on Border Patrol's point, but at what point in time then does Border Patrol tell the FBI to kick rocks? You're not our boss. You don't tell us what to do. But it who it really comes from is the Department of Justice that the FBI works under. So the Biden administration willfully, I mean, Director Chris Wray of the FBI said in front of Congress, we are going to have a terrorist attack or multiple terrorist attack at this point. And the whole I'm like, yeah, because of you and your ilk, you are the reason why we're going to have a terrorist attack. Okay, Chris Wray is not on our side. He's not on our side. So we're setting up this strange series of events that's eventually going to happen. And I mean, just this year, 2023, the grid was attacked 23 times or more by physical attacks from people that the news tried to say was white supremacists and all this other crap. It could never be proven. Maybe there was one attack with an idiot with a swastika on him or whatever, but that is still un-American. So you and then we don't even talk about the cyber attacks, millions a day, millions a week at least of
Constantly.
DDoS attacks constantly happening, not just internally but externally. So you have this strange series of events that's going to begin to happen. How convenient it'll happen during the next election cycle, like 2020, right? And all the things that happened during that point in time. But right here in Fox Business News, 10 IEDs, that's improvised explosive device bombs, found at the border in a cartel gunfight. I'd like to read this to you real quick. U.S. Customs and Border Protection is warning agents to be on the lookout for explosive devices. A federal law enforcement source shared with Fox Business News an internal officer safety alert that was dated December 13th that warned CBP agents to be vigilant after the Mexican military seized 10 IEDs at the border. The IEDs were found by Mexican authorities after Tucson Border Patrol observed gunshots at the U.S.-Mexico border, and a Tucson supervisory Border Patrol agent arrested an armed person on the U.S. side who had a loaded AK-47 rifle, two loaded AK magazines, loose rounds, and a handgun. CBP is warning its agents to exercise extreme caution and should report any armed subjects approaching the border with possible explosive devices. We're at the level now that it's not AOC's weeping in front of a fake fence scenario about, you know, poor innocent women and children coming over here. That's not the border. And even though those people are there, even though we saw them, we caught them, we experienced that, the overwhelming amount of men, fighting age men from 16 to 55, who are coming across this border, it should be more than alarming to the Pentagon, to DIA, to the CIA, to the FBI, to the NSA, to the White House, to the Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, Department of the Interior, the EPA, since the grid's being attacked. I know guys in every single one of these agencies that are just like me, that are all thinking the same thing. You know what they're thinking? If I just hold on a little bit longer, I'll be able to retire and I won't have to worry about this anymore. And they know because I was in that boat. Man, so when you're in a certain position, you, pardon the French, you gripe up the chain of command, not down the chain of command. So when you're in charge of guys, you don't gripe at them because your higher ups are a bunch of idiots. You bark back up at them and say, "Hey, look, all these things that we're doing is not working. You're making it unsafe for my officers. God forbid what's happening to the city population that we're in, where all these illegals, the fentanyl, the human trafficking, the sex slave trafficking that people are being captured in America and traveled to Mexico to be deported from, or excuse me, sold from." At some point in time, people are going to lose faith in the government, their local government, their state government, and then the federal government, if they haven't already. And they're going to vigilante. And then, because as long as the federal government is still around, you're going to have federal laws and the repercussions of these federal laws and state laws. And people are going to patrol the border like they already are in Texas in militia groups. They're going to capture people, don't know what they're going to do. I know one of the militia groups that we dealt with in Laredo was led by two felons who had served time in prison. And one of the people that was in their little militia was also a pedophile. These people, regardless if you understand this world or not, who are going to think, "I got a gun, I'm going to go patrol the border." No, you need to stay at home and protect your home, protect your little community. And you don't need to go to the border because even if it's a bunch of hard charging special forces guys who retire out of the military and decide, you know what, we're going to go apply the good works that the government taught us and we're going to go help out border. You may go to the border and you may help, but the first time you get shot at and you shoot back, you just violated international laws. You committed a felony by firing on federal property. Like the whole world is set against you already. So when you think about the border and it being so wide open, I remember a Border Patrol captain that I knew, he told me that trying to catch illegals coming through the border is like trying to catch a waterfall with a paper bag. It's ridiculous at this point. So, it's your politicians who are keeping this problem ongoing. They have the funding, they have all the opportunity, all the defense contracts that they could set in place, like what Trump had did and had did, like Trump had done. And they deny it all. They don't fulfill them. They don't fulfill their promise to the American people. They keep this whole scenario unsafe. Fentanyl is wiping out at least a 5 to 10% of Americans right now that we'll never have again. All these people that are dying, all those lineages that are dying with them. Now, fentanyl is being put into candy and being given out as like sweet tart candies in schools. I mean, my Lord, it one day there'll be a mass shooting at a school, and then you'll hear the news. So many kids died. It wasn't a mass shooting. Someone was passing out fentanyl-laced Skittles. Seen it already. Senators, Texas is getting wiped out by this. So, while your politicians are busy letting Hunter Biden off every hook that you could have that man on, and what a reprobate of a man he is. That man needs some Jesus quite quick. While they enrich themselves, oh, and by the way, when the famine happens, when the economy finally strikes midnight, I want you all to know you should all be sleep much better tonight, knowing that Congress won't miss a meal. They won't miss a paycheck. All they need is one term, 2 years serving, and they get, $170,000 to $200,000 retirement every year for the rest of their life, along with all their medical paid for, along with all the hookups that they get in the big tech industries and the defense industries. And you will struggle. You'll barely get by. They'll say that you're the enemy, flyover country, deplorables. If you believe in God, and you join the military, you believe in guns, that you're now on some terrorism watch list. These are the people who've been in control the whole time of a deteriorating, destabilized government, and they're making it harder and harder on Americans every day to get by. That's why people are turning to video games and pornography. That's why they're turning to narcotics. That's why they're turning to alcoholism. That's why they're turning to gambling. That's why people are becoming recluses. They're selling their homes. They're living in their cars and parking lots. This is your America.
And suicide.
And suicide rates are through the roof. And because of that, as ministers of Christ, this is probably the most difficult people in the world to ever preach to. Because what does the average American have to look forward to? I get these questions all the time. Man, I'm alone. It's just me. It's just me. I'm alone. I can't afford anything. I can't afford the stuff you guys talk about. Doug, I can't afford the training that you're putting on. I get it. I get it. This point in time is not copacetic. But I'll tell you this much. If you're that focused on the material world and you allow the material world to materialize within your heart, you are going to shove Christ right out the window because you're replacing all that he's given us with fear. And that is the driving force that is happening right now in America is fear. Fear of World War III, fear of the border, fear of fentanyl, fear of Black Lives Matter burning my city down again, fear of the FBI knocking on my door. They've already knocked on my door. I've already had my investigation. Fear of losing my job because the economy. How do I pay for this? I just started a new family. Do I want to bring a child in this world? We're not to live in fear. But a reality does have to set in, and you do have to prepare for the world that you're in. So you can't be aware of these things and then just shove your head into the sand and say, oh, well, Jesus will save me and he'll pay for all my bills and he'll take care of all these things. I pray that he does for you, but you also have to physically prepare. And sometimes we can't all do it the way that we want to. I know we're on limited funding like most other people. So, to have a better option for when the famine comes, it's pertinent right now. It's pertinent because I'm telling you, and Chance, correct me if I'm wrong. I think we watched the same guys on the economy. The American dollar is about ready to tip over and probably never stand back up again. Is that the same thing that you're seeing?
Absolutely. So the US dollar was and has been the reason why this country has been so successful in the past is because the dollar was the world's reserve currency, right? Based upon the petrol dollar, based upon oil, and these other countries had to hold US dollars, which the term is called velocity of money, which means that money that we print gets circulated all over the world so that they can do business, right? Do business with us, with other countries. Well, now with the BRICS nations and more countries applying to the BRICS nations that are going to counteract the world reserve currency, now they want, and it's our own fault. I mean, we have been pushing and pushing and pushing for so many years. So we've got Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Guess what? Now, Saudi Arabia, Argentina, and many others of countries, now even Japan is now looking at becoming part of the BRICS nation. So when this happens, it's already happening. Our dollar is toast. It's gone, right? Do you realize that Russia and China alone hold, and India, I'm sorry, Russia, China, India hold more gold, and we're talking hundreds and thousands of metric tons of gold than the rest of the world combined. Did you know that the Russian, is it the rupee? Is that how you say that? Ruble, their currency, is backed by gold like we used to prior to President Nixon taking us off the gold standard. So what this has done is set us up for a fall. Even the greatest empire of all time, that was Rome, the Roman Empire, fell because of greed, right? Because of their, they started the fiat currency, right? Every country that has ever been and held, even the UK, has lost that due to greed. Okay. We've been fortunate for, the past 50 years to be able to print and print and print, but that was only because we had that velocity of money. Now that we don't, the mighty will fall, brother. The mighty will fall. And we have to be prepared for that. Now, you said a lot in that last 20 minutes. I want to attack a little bit of it. You talked about fear. For every brother and sister in Christ that's watching this channel, you must understand that fear that's all around you that you might be experiencing doesn't come from the Lord. That comes from Satan. That's biblically based, right? That comes from Satan. So you've got to let go of that. And what I try to do, I'm not perfect, I'm a sinner, but what I try to do is if I feel fearful about a situation, I first give it to give it to God. I can't take it, I can't handle it. I just give it to God and, through prayer, let that work out. Trust me, everything we give over to God, we'll have to deal with at some point, but that's where we're fortunate. You and I, as brothers in Christ, we don't have to do it alone anymore, brother. We don't have to do it alone. We have our Father. Being ministers of the Word of God gives us the ability to back up what we're saying with this deal here, right? This is what we call the Word of God. This is the Scripture, okay? Everything that we need to know is in here, right? This is our guidebook. This is the answer to all the questions that you have. Now, I'm not a religious man, but I love the Lord. And that's what I'll say. I serve him. I am a servant. Okay. We all need to come back to our roots, get back to our roots, and stop trying to pretend that we have the solutions to all of these problems, right? We don't have the solutions, but what we can do is, like, together, you and I, Doug, we can call upon each other in fellowship. And I say, Doug, bro, I got a problem, right? I got an issue with a family member. They, their eyes are closed. They won't wake up. They're just living in their own world. And I want to help them out, but I don't know what to do. They won't listen to me anymore, right? This is what we need to do. We need to stand up for the Lord. We need to st what's that expression? Either you stand for something or you'll fall for anything. It's time to get off our butts. It's time to start doing the work. It's time to start standing for our country, our community. And you know what? I've said this in other podcasts. You don't have to, immediately write to your congressman, your senators, your president. Go to a PTA meeting, go to a school board, go to the city council, go to a town meeting, sit in, make your voice heard. If you don't agree with something that's happening, make your voice heard. Okay, that's where it starts. It starts locally, right? Unfortunately, I live in a small town here in Texas. We've got great schools. We've got a lot of, places to worship. We've got good people who give the shirt off their back. But I'll tell you this. You do work. You might as well just put your house up for sale because you're screwed. Okay. That's the way they are here. I'll help you. You help me. Excuse me. I'm sorry about that. That's that pit bull I was telling you about. Hold on. Just 1 second. Coco. The turkeys love to come up to, we've got some pretty big turkeys. They like to come up to the window, the glass door, and show off. And it drives my pit bull crazy. But anyway, so yeah, I'm pretty passionate about the brother. I want to hit on something else you said. You were talking about the economy. There's another podcaster out there. I won't mention his name, but he talks about a side hustle. Okay. So everybody's got a little time, to bring in some extra income, to do something, to bring in some extra cash. He says, do something that you enjoy, right? This is like on a weekend or in your evenings. Do something that you're passionate about. Maybe that's helping people, that maybe that's making things, right? To sell. But do something you're passionate about, and then it won't seem like a job. And you get that extra $1,000, $2,000 a month coming in. You know how that would, that just helps out so much. So a side hustle is something that you can do to get past blaming your situation, your financial situation, on things that you can't control. I can't control Bidenomics, right? I can't control inflation. I don't have a buddy at the Fed who's going to lower rates so that more people can buy a home. We're in a tough situation right now. But what I can do is to get creative. And I love my family, and I want to do what's right for them. I want to, my thing is solar. Now I'm getting into alternative energy. I'd like to make a business out of that, to start teaching people what I had to learn the hard way, teaching people how to power your house using alternative energy in a way that isn't going to break the bank. And I figured out a few things. So all that being said, brother, I hate to take up all your time. I can't believe it's almost 5 o'clock Central Standard Time, but I'll say this. It's really an honor to come on to the show, because what we're talking about, I think, Doug, is important. People need to think about what we're saying. People need to think outside the box a little bit and stop blaming everybody else for your problems. Stop playing the video games. Stop spending time in pornography. Stop doing these things that are going to slow you down. And in the end, you'll become what we call a victim. You don't want to become a victim, right? So stop doing these things and focus on maybe learning a few things from here, learning a new skill set. I have to do my CPR training again. That's expired now. I've got to do that. Take a first aid class from maybe your local fire department. Learn a skill. Doug, you say that, you're doing a lot there on your own land just to try to fix things up and make them a little better. Shadow. Maybe you can shadow someone who is an excellent framer, right? Maybe you can be a laborer for a framer and help them out, and then they can come help you out. It's in the future. I think it's going to be this big barter thing, like our great grandparents did, right?
Yeah,
we
absolutely
traded this for this. Look, I don't smoke cigarettes, but I'll have some cigars and two cartons to barter for if I need, right? Because I do need fuel, right? I do need propane. So understanding that this is a possibility of things to come, unless you have something you wanted to add, I'll just give out some of my information. Even if you just need to have a conversation about how to prepare, that's what I like to do. You can email us at simplycleanfoods That's plural, Simply Clean Foods. The symbol at chef, chef.net, Simply Clean Foods at chef.net, or Chance at fmgi.global. That's our nonprofit. We'll talk about that hopefully soon, Brother Doug. Chance at fmgi.global. Or you can give one of us a call at 737-400-2066, 737-400-2066. I'm very proud and honored to say that the majority of our staff located here in Texas are all veterans. I find, Doug, that those that have served with pride and honor make some of the best team members that you could have, because they understand mission-based, they understand what they need to do is important. So unless you had anything else to add, brother, I really what you're trying to do.
Yeah, let's get you out here with this question. What happens when the great EMP kicks off? What do you think people are going to fall back to doing? The whole barter system, trying to survive that economy, which would be kind of non-existent. What do you think?
Well, I'll start on with the dark side of things. If an EMP were to happen here in the U.S., we talked about this a little bit before the show. One thing that I can almost guarantee is you're going to have an age group of about 10 years old to about 35 years old. They're going to go absolutely nuts without that technology, without their Facebook, their Pinterest, their Instagram, their Messenger. You know, for some of these kids, this is all they've ever known, right? And you take that away from them, they're not like you and I grew up I was born in the 60s, grew up in the 70s. I didn't have the internet. I didn't have this, which is so powerful. It's a powerful tool. We had an encyclopedia set. If we wanted to know something, my mom and dad bought a full set of encyclopedias, and that's where we went for that knowledge, right? But these kids don't use it as a tool. Some of them do. I shouldn't say that. Some of them do. But without this, they're going to go nuts. And I mean, like criminal. They're going to go criminal. They're going to go absolutely bonkers, committing suicide, hurting each other, riots without this. And I'm not the only one that feels that way. A lot of people who've ever taken a PlayStation or a smartphone or tablet away from their child as punishment, you know, they see how that child reacts to that. Right, there's that video of the kid calling the police on his parents, saying, you know, making up this whole thing about abuse, and it all came down to his dad took away his cell phone. And he called the police on his father, you know, and lied. So we'll start there. So there's the dark side of that. But, you know, the human mind adapts very easily to a situation that is presented to them. If you can't buy or sell with your credit card and you don't have the cash, you're going to immediately look at what you have to offer to get what you need, right? And so because I own a food company, there will be folks that know me, they're going to come to me and they're going to offer me services and or items that I need, and I'm going to give them food, right? This is the old way of doing things, right? So you're going to learn really quick. But Doug, as a police officer, I think that a law enforcement officer, I think that you'll understand what I'm about to say. A father who can't feed his child, who looks in his child's eyes, and that kid says, "Daddy, I'm hungry," will do whatever it takes to get his child some food, to get his kid some food, whatever it takes. Now, this can be a man of God. This could be someone that you've known for 20 years, right? But he's going to cross that line to feed that child. Multiply that times 100 million parents, right? And tell me what comes to mind, Doug.
I mean, a lot of door-to-door visits, a lot of begging first, bartering, begging. And when that doesn't happen, it's going to be a lot of boot to doors. I mean, that's already happening in many cities already with the lights on and police right down the road from you. And I think that's what Americans worry about the most, is because the threat to the grid is so significant. And it is the easiest thing to take out in America and to take us off the battlefield. And you don't, you know, grossly, it's almost like if, well, we didn't nuke them, right? You know, we could have launched all of our nukes at America, but we took the power out. They'll rebuild. Yeah, a couple million people will die. But at least they didn't all die from, you know, nuclear holocausts. And they'll write their way out of that criminal act. But what you have to worry about is the people in your house and yourself and then your neighbor. And, you know, I mean, if you're one of these guys, you got all the cool toys out in your front yard, you got the boats, the hot rods, the big jacked up trucks, you got all this stuff out there, and people drive by and they see you with all your stuff, they're going to think, well, if he has so much money to have that, then what else does he have inside his house? And people watch you all the time. They watch you when you go to the range. They follow you home. You're just not paying attention to it. They're watching you when you're at grocery stores or seeing what you buy. Hungry eyes will watch you. And so what we have right now is this quagmire. Are we going to fall back to the Great Depression, where children were being sold to families who could afford to feed them? Are we going to fall into what happened to Germany after World War II, where the fathers were sending their daughters, who were preteen and brand new teenagers, out into the streets as child prostitutes for a loaf of bread? People don't want to hear the ugly side of morality. And the fact is that morality can be thrown out the window when you're hungry, when you're tired, when you need shelter. People will do almost anything to include kill you for it. And the pacifist Christian will not survive this world. When we enter into that world, the pacifist Christian will not have an explanation. Maybe even worse, their pleads for mercy will not be heard by someone who's hungry and willing. And if you got a super Walmart inside your house and you're unwilling to defend it, then when everything breaks bad, maybe you should just either set it all outside for people or just leave it. Because people watch what you do. You would be surprised what people watch, what they can find out about you just by your groceries. So, you know, not to try and instill terror to anybody, but to be in this right track, this biblical mindset, for one thing, you got to know your God and know who God is inside you. You then have to be prepared to take care of yourself, to take care of others. Obviously, we're always granting mercy to one another and trying to be a helping hand. But the Lord did tell you to buy a sword if you ain't got one, for a reason, not to be a conqueror, but to be more than that, to be a protector, a provider, a defender. These are the things that you have to consider, because the criminal, the heretic, the heathen, the Babylonians, they don't care. And they're already armed. They have no morality. They have no love in Philadelphia for their fellow man. And you will have to contend with them, or let them do whatever they want to your family as you cower there with your peace and your safety. Men, that's who I'm speaking to, men, continue to play your video games. keep going on your hunting trips, keep doing all this stuff that you say you ain't got time to prepare for. You ain't got time to go train. You ain't got time to get into the gym. You ain't got time to get into the Word of God, but you always pray over your food. Oh, Lord, bless this food. Bam, I'm done. It's, I'm telling you, men, God requires more of you than that.
You are preaching, brother. Amen.
So
you're so right. You're
Chance,
so right.
Thank you for coming on, man. We're going to start having Chance on more with us. We're getting the whole affiliates thing squared away so that whenever we're good and ready to post it out there so that people will know that, hey, look, you know, this is the site that you can go to buy the food. We'll come at you and we'll let you know that. But is there a coupon code that people can use right now?
Yeah, until you get all that, we are going to assign a coupon code. Folks, get a pen and paper, write this down. If you're an avid listener, you already know this word. Record. R-E-K-K-R. Not capitalized, just small R-E-K-K-R. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. Put that in when you check out. That coupon code in there, R-E-K-K-R. That's it, nothing else. Two things are going to happen. One, no matter where you're at in the U.S., you're guaranteed free shipping. Number two, we're going to give you a discount on your order. Okay? So R-E-K-K-R, put it in the coupon code. We're going to ship it to you for free, and you'll save a little bit of money. Now, you guys will want to tune in to this show. I'm going to start putting together some packages for you, Doug. This is just going to be for your listeners. It's hard these days to find deals on food. I got to tell you, the Lord has blessed us abundantly with providing, bringing vendors and farmers and ranchers from other areas. We just get, we every once in a while we get like these great deals and we like to pass them on. Like right now, if I'm not mistaken, our GMO-free corn, which is really sweet corn, just so you know, it's buy one, get one free. I think same thing for our green peas right now. They're very sweet. They're buy one, get one free. But make sure you put that coupon code in and you'll get an additional discount off of that. Okay? Brother, again, man, I just can't wait. I'm excited for the next show because, you know, I love talking about what men should be doing and what we can do to stand up for the Lord and to stand up for our communities. There's so much more knowledge, and I believe that, you know, the Lord has put his hand on this, and I believe we can help a lot of people, man. And if our company, SimpleKingFoods.net, can help you with some of your projects, then that's a win-win, man. I mean, I've already got an idea I'll talk to you about off-air, something to do with the scholarship. So we'll talk about that off-air, but brother, thank you so much.
Chance, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Navy veteran Chance Gibson of SimplyCleanFoods.net. We'll have all this in the video description, the link below. And guys, prepare while you can. Pray with your kids. You know, pray with your wife. Pray with your husband. Get back to meeting the Lord. Get back to your first love. Quit sinning. Quit playing games with God. Now's not the time. And train, prep, and pray. Guys, we'll see you next time. Stay frosty. stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.